After our captivity, is it really safe? I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Meeting the gang at Harold's Deli the other day, there were 10 of us. I admit, I was a little reluctant to give the usual bear hugs as I greeted everyone. Dermatologist and clinical psychologist Dr. Rick Fried says, it's no wonder.
Before COVID, we were comfortable taking risks. We drove to work. We sat next to coworkers. We sat on trains and planes, realizing we could potentially catch a cold, a flu, Zika, Ebola. But we made peace with that. Now, all of a sudden, we've had a lot of time to contemplate. And we're sitting back now and saying, is it safe? How much risk am I willing to take? And in many ways, I think we're seeing a parallel now of what happens to people when they're held in captivity.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.